two women, one named only as the wife of Manoah, and the other named Elizabeth. The former described as barren and had borne no children, and the latter as barren and advanced in years. Biblical women who experienced periods of barrenness often understood their inability to conceive as a divine withholding of blessing, sometimes a punishment or even a curse. But many women graced the pages of scriptures whose wombs God closed, but whose stories come to us laden with lessons about the ways in which God chooses to work. Sarah, Rachel, Hannah, and the wife of Manoah and Elizabeth. All these women would finally give birth. The stories today are wrapped up in God's fullness of time. If you say that something will happen in the fullness of time, you mean that it will eventually happen after a long time or after a long series of events. John the Baptist would be born according to God's timetable, not Elizabeth's timetable. In the fullness of time, God provides. All of the prayer in the world could not change this. But as Elizabeth and the wife of Manoah remained faithful and kept themselves in the right place before God and continued to become better people, the day came when everything changed and they would bring forth miracles and the birth of significant people in salvation history, Samson and John the Baptist. We can understand these experiences when we are in touch with the barrenness in our own spirit. We all have dry times in our lives when there is just nothing happening. Our faith is weak, our hope is hanging by a thread, and it's difficult to love others. When we feel that God has forgotten us, that God doesn't answer our prayers, that life is unfair, or that God is blessing all those other people, but not me. I can struggle to believe that God will bless me. I just wish that God would not wait so long. The period of waiting is difficult because spiritual waiting often forces us to change an attitude, a behavior, an assumption to become a better person. Maybe God wants to develop in us a deeper spirit of patience or forgiveness or sacrificial love. These simply do not develop when we get what we want immediately. They come from a period of waiting and struggling. To us, getting what we want now is most important. To God, that is secondary. Building patience or trust or a spirit of compassion is more important. Until then, we witness and wait patiently with confident hope. How long will it take for God's blessings to be fulfilled? We don't know because God has His own calendar. Lord, You are my rock and fortress. My God, rescue me from the land of barrenness.